listening to the live Sunday night edition. In the studio tonight, it's me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And we're not sure if you are hearing us out in radio land. I don't believe we are connected to GCN because we haven't heard the music. However, we are just going to start doing a show because we're on the internets, apparently. So Mark's going to go check things out. Meanwhile, Free Talk Live is a daily show, and you are, if you're listening on the internet anyway, you're hearing the live Sunday night edition. And we've got something kind of interesting, I think, to start out the show tonight for you all. So there's been a lot of talk about the healthcare.gov website, and it's dubious workage or not, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like a running joke whether or not it actually, you know, some company somewhere, you know, can run a website that gets accessed by billions of people and it never has trouble, but the government runs one website and, you know, they just can't do it right. All that kind
GCN
of business.
GCN saying we are live, by the way, so welcome radio listeners. Apparently we're on the radio. So anyway, this is the live Sunday show, Free Talk Live. Sometimes this stuff happens in live radio.
At least it's not happening to me this week. No.
It did happen to you last week. Yeah. That's what we have to break you in, you know, Brian.
That's right.
But yeah.
That's just rough. Like a prize stallion.
I remember they were celebrating. They were celebrating recently because two people were able to purchase health care coverage through the healthcare.gov website.
Woo! Two people. Yeah. Wow.
Now, you know, I just have to vent about this because I did have a personal experience with this recently. So I'm self-employed. I'm a voiceover artist, and I purchased my own health insurance, even though it probably, you know, I'm realizing more and more it really doesn't make sense for me to have health insurance because, quite frankly, I'm overinsured. I've been healthy. I don't go to the doctor. I don't take any prescription drugs. And, you know, I pay a lot more than I probably should for health insurance. And recently I got a letter that said they were dropping my plan because it didn't have maternity coverage, which I don't need because I don't plan on having kids. And, you know, so this is all getting a little personal. But, you know, a lot of people are losing their plans. You know, the plans are changing and the premiums are going up. I called my health insurance company and said, you know, what's it going to be if I change my premium to this new approved plan? And it was more than double the price. So
yeah, it's really crazy. I mean, you can't get like even very simplistic plans that people used to get. I mean, it's really affecting everybody. But as far as the website problems go, you know, apparently there is a real life conspiracy going around about this.
Yeah, tell me more about that.
This is from Examiner.com.
This is apparently the vast right-wing conspiracy.
Yeah,
right,
I guess this one's real. Right-wing cyber attacks on healthcare.gov website confirmed. So, and this is from November 14th. Yeah, duh. Yesterday, the House Homeland Security Committee published a video on their YouTube page highlighting a portion of the committee questioning Roberta Stempfli, acting assistant secretary of the Department of Homeland Security's Office of Cybersecurity and Communications. Wow, these are some really long names for departments.
Well, you know, the longer their name, the more important they are, right?
That's right. Who confirmed that at least 16 attacks on the Affordable Care Act's portal, healthcare.gov website in 2013. Roberta Stempfli highlighted one successful attack that is designed to deny access to the website called a distributed denial of service attack, which, of course, is a DDoS.
So you're telling me that the Republicans have their own low orbit ion cannon?
That's a reference to Anonymous.
Yeah. Right. So I love to say low orbit ion cannon.
Oh, sounds great.
the Anonymous named their DDS zombie effort or whatever. This is zombies are computers that are controlled by viruses and don't go into play until the time comes. So they're like, I don't even know how to describe them. They just rise up out of the ground and they go.
Yeah.
And they named their botnet the low orbit ion cannon in order to, you know, make it seem that much more ominous, I suppose.
Yeah.
And I think it's from some video game reference or something, but to me it's just very exciting to hear it.
Anyway, so a DDoS attack, is designed.
See, DDoS, not nearly as exciting as low orbit ion cannon.
No, right. That just sounds far more, impressive. A DDoS attack is designed to make a network unavailable to intended users, generally through a concerted effort to disrupt service, such as repeatedly accessing the servers, saturating them with more traffic than the website is designed to handle. Now, DDoS attacks are incredibly common. It's really the number one way that that crackers like to attack, various websites.
we know the Republican, mostly crackers.
Yeah. Come on. Do you think they're hiring hackers? No.
What's the difference between a cracker and a hacker?
Well, in seriousness, a cracker is essentially someone that does, that uses the methodology of a hacker for genuinely malicious and nefarious means, as to where really, by and large, what the media puts out there as hackers doing bad things generally really aren't bad things at all.
Except when they're Republicans, then it's
right,
bad.
Then it's bad.
Right?
So right-wingers, which, I mean, really, when a website is just coming out and calling them right-wingers, granted, this has got a lot of slant to it, but right-wingers have been distributing the link to the necessary tools to perform the attacks on the healthcare.gov website through social networking, as pointed out by Information Week and other websites. The name of the attack tool is called Destroy Obamacare. So it's not the lower what I am.
Once again, not lower what I am, right? But it stinks. Either that's so blatantly stupid or so blatantly obvious of a lie. I'm not sure which it is. Who would name their denial of service attack, destroy Obamacare.
Well, that's the thing. I'm wondering here. Well, I'll read on a little more. Destroy Obamacare, that's the advertised name given to the attack tool by right-wing patriots who are distributing the DDoS tool through downloads on social networks, which promises to overwhelm the healthcare.gov website. This program continually displays alternate page of the Obamacare website. It has no virus, Trojans, worms, or cookies. The purpose is to overload the Obamacare website to deny service to users and perhaps overload and crash the system.
Now, why would they need to do this? Because it seemed like everyone was trying to get on this website and it was effectively having the same effect as just a straight-up DDoS attack.
The reason they claim is that Obamacare is an affront to the constitutional rights of the people.
Yeah, well, the right-wingers have been really concerned about that up till now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a Republican plan, right? Isn't that what the Democrats always say?
No, well,
based on Romney care, right? And Romney's a Republican.
Well, I'm pretty sure that it wasn't the Massachusetts legislature that passed it, that Romney had to sign it,
sure.
Was probably not Republican.
Yeah.
I think you might have been living in the state at the time.
I was.
Did you notice Republican people, lots of people riding around with Republican bumper stickers and masks?
No, not so much.
They get their windows knocked out.
Yeah, so I mean, what it sounds like is they pretty much shared this like link that just said destroy Obamacare. You could click on that, and that would do all the business.
And
that's pretty much
your computer would just go as
computer would do that would flood the servers.
You'd opt in as a zombie essentially.
Yeah, you'd be part of the kind of the botnet to some degree, even though you were able, unlike a botnet or zombie, you had the choice to where you could click on this.
Right.
You could probably just keep clicking, click, kind of like you click when you get that email that says, make your penis this 1 inch larger just by clicking here. And sorry. That may have had
it probably
to do
doesn't
with
work at all.
No, but this works.
But sometimes on Facebook they'll like here and we'll feed the poor children and that kind of thing. Like there'll be all that stuff.
Yeah.
So
yeah. So, but oddly enough, I mean, this did kind of like to name it "Destroy Obamacare." As ridiculous as that is, it's kind of working. Like I mean, because
it's
Obamacare is
social engineering.
Yeah,
at least,
because
right?
It is turning it into a joke. The fact that this website doesn't work. They're like, wait a minute, you're forcing us, to take this health care, but then what happens when you force it is, after you're forcing these people to do it, and then you tell them to go to this website and the website doesn't work, it just gets people angry. So it is getting people angry over Obamacare is the point I'm making.
And the president actually came out and apologized over it, and so that's a pretty big deal.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I mean, so what? Now I don't have my health care and I can't get new health care. That's, your apology isn't really going to help me in that instance.
Yeah, a lot of good that did. So have you had trouble accessing this government healthcare website? Let us know. 855-450-3733 is our number here on Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition. And we'll talk more about these right-wing hackers, could we call them that? Crackers? Coming up, right-wing crackers.
I'm David Hall, founder of the Diamond Gusset Jean Company, and this year I'm thankful for the brush fires of liberty that are spreading across this great nation. We invite you to avoid the holiday rush and enjoy some great discounts at DiamondLiberty.com. Our 100% all-American-made authentic jeans offer the highest standards of quality, comfort, and style. With our trademark gusset, I promise you will enjoy an experience and comfort that no other pair of jeans offers. Diamond Gusset is proud to sponsor Liberty Media Outlets, and your support enables us to continue doing so. So stay home, give thanks, enjoy time with family, and shop with us online at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And we're glad that you're joining us this evening. Hey, you know, we do have a studio cam, and it's actually working tonight. This is one of these rare occasions where the cam is up. So if you want to watch us doing the show instead of just listening to it, you can go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can see us here sitting in the studio. The view kind of switches around. Oh, Mark and Brian are both waving. I guess I'll wave, too.
Yes.
I don't know if that was a wave, but anyway, go ahead.
Well, it was kind of an acknowledgement, right?
Yeah.
Did you do a one eye or something?
Something something like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you can see what Brian's doing at cam.freetalklive.com.
We've got both of them trained on Stephanie right now.
Oh, no. We better not do anything suspicious.
Stop looking at... No, never mind.
ForcefieldEnergy.com is a company that I have been excited about since I went out to Freedom Fest. I went by their booth. There were a lot of booths, a lot of companies looking for investments there, and I talked to lots of them. It wasn't that I was looking for investments. I really didn't have, what I considered to be enough money to do an investment with any company, but after taking a look at their products and talking to one of their management team, and I came to the conclusion that, wow, I really think this company is going to go somewhere. So I sort of dug in and found some money to invest. And ForcefieldEnergy.com is a great choice because, well, you know, back when we started talking about them here on Free Talk Live, $5.20 a share. They've gone up to about $5.80 a share. And I think they've got nothing but upward mobility. I'm not the only one who thinks this, by the way. Wall Street Journal cheat sheet. WallStreetCheatSheet.com says the LED lighting has tremendous potential for growth and that ForcefieldEnergy.com is determined to be a major player. SeekingAlpha.com says the force field is in the right industry at the right time and their potential is immense. So I'm recommending FNRG, and you're going to have to do your research and decide for yourself. It's your money, and investments have risks, so you need to make that decision for yourself. But I think that you're going to come to the same conclusion that I do, that FNRG, that's our ticker symbol for ForcefieldEnergy.com, is a buy. It's FNRG, ForcefieldEnergy.com.
Cool. Good to hear an update on that. So, Brian, we were talking about Republican crackers.
That's right. The Republican crackers, or hackers, I guess is probably what more people would assume it by. But I like to get that term cleared up myself because there's just this stigma around the idea of hackers. In fact, there's even different terms that they use, black hat hackers, gray hat hackers, and white hat hackers. And quite frankly, I think all of them are good guys. Even the black hat hackers often, Anonymous are essentially black hat hackers, but I consider the bulk of what Anonymous does to be downright heroic.
That's a good point.
Yeah. And so I really like.
So crackers are thieves.
Yeah. Again, they're people that are doing things with absolute malicious intent to, they're doing genuine wrong against someone who probably never did anything wrong in the first place.
Well, so wait a minute. If someone's DDoSing the Obamacare website, maybe not even knowing it, maybe just because they clicked on a link that said destroy Obamacare and they said, yeah, that sounds good. Are they a cracker then? Because they don't really have malicious
intent.
Well,
people that set it up would have been.
But taking down a government website that isn't really helping people anyway, is that really malicious intent?
Maybe not, but they're working for politicians.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So yeah, I guess that depends how far do you want to go with that.
Sure. It's just kind of an interesting philosophical question. So basically, these people DDoSed the Obamacare website. How was it found out that this was a Republican ploy or that there were so-called right-wing groups working on this?
Well, the article goes on from Examiner.com, and there was actually there's a research institute that looks into this. Mark Eisenbarth, research manager at the DDoS defense firm Arbor Networks, says that the DDoS attack tool has been used in the past to attack perceived political wrongs. This application continues a trend Arbor is seeing with denial of service attacks being used as retaliation against policy, legal rulings, or government actions, said Eisenbarth. Some online news sites have talked about this attack tool being distributed by right-wingers, and Congress held hearings this week and talked about the attacks, but there is not one mainstream news organization that seems to be interested. But they all continue to talk about the healthcare.gov website not working as it should.
It's because the media is full of right wingers.
I'm hearing
the opposite side because this is interesting. Once you'll hear, of course, it doesn't take too long to listen to talk radio to hear that that the media is full of, it's a vast left wing conspiracy, the whole of media. Everything that goes against Republicans, vast conspiracy.
Rush Limbaugh thrives on this idea.
Yes, he does. My favorite part is that this guy predicted for two decades that Hillary Clinton would mop the floor with Barack Obama. He was wrong. The Clinton war machine did not do what it was supposed to do. And he's still on the radio after 6 years. Stop listening to this guy. He's wrong. 99.44% of the time, wrong.
With one arm tied behind his back.
Falling down the pit of wrong with one arm, half his brain tied behind his back.
Yeah.
Well, doesn't he also support the drug war? And he
doing the show high while suggesting that your children go to prison for doing drugs. Rush, you stink. I'm sorry. Going back. So in this case, you can see the conspiracy theories basically being laid out that it's the Republicans are keeping it hidden. The media won't talk about what the Republicans are doing wrong to get us. You know, I almost don't believe the story at all.
Yeah, it's really, when I was first reading it, I was just going, this is crazy. You know, this is so unbelievable. But, you know, there are various links. And of course, this article is posted on Facebook and all the other areas of Free Talk Live is available. And there are links, you know, showing the proof. And this organization has apparently the Arbor Networks. They have looked into, where this is coming from, and they say, yeah, it's coming from right-wingers, blah, 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 whatever that means.
Okay.
And, of course, apparently this is being, all of that data is also being hidden from reports, because they're meeting in Congress about this, that essentially, hey, there's people in this room, you know, that are actually causing the healthcare.gov, problem, website problem, but all of this is apparently being hidden. So yeah, I mean, they're just straight up claiming conspiracy, and then they're saying, you know, none of the news organizations will talk about it, and which that blows my mind, because like you said, here it is, here are liberals essentially, and come on, if they're using the term right wingers,
what else
pretty,
are they?
Pretty safe to say they're liberals.
They may not use that term to describe themselves, but yep, okay.
Yeah, sure. And
progressives,
and they're saying that the right, you know, the right side, you know, the Republicans own the media. I find that so hard to believe.
I there's always Clear Channel to point to, because they have lots of talk radio stations.
What about Fox News?
Yeah, Fox News doesn't. I don't know that they own any radio stations.
Well, that's an interesting point to bring up about Fox News. Okay, because I think someone would say that, hey, Fox News really slants towards the right.
That's pretty clear. And MSNBC slants towards the left.
Yeah. Now, Fox News in Europe is the most liberal network on planet Earth. Huh. You know, and it's a funny thing, because it's owned by the same guy. You know, because everybody's like, oh, thank you for Fox News being here. They're doing the Lord's work. Well, apparently they're not doing the Lord's work in Europe.
In Europe.
You know, which doesn't make any sense at all.
So the Lord wants Europe to be left.
Yeah.
So are they just trying to carve out a niche or something? Maybe that's what they're doing.
I think it's probably about the money.
Yeah, Murdoch's just going for the money. That's all it is.
That makes sense to me. But tell us what you think about Republican crackers or hackers, whether they're heroes. I have a hacker story I'd like to tell when we come back on Free Talk Live, the Sunday edition. You can call us tonight at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733 on Free Talk Live.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Here at MyPatriotSupply.com, our customers are number one. Built on a self-sustaining business model, we don't owe our existence to big banks or big business. Instead, this company was built by you, the customer. The success of My Patriot Supply is a testimony to the loyalty and dedication of each and every one of you. To our old-fashioned values and top-rated customer service, these elements alone have made us a choice of patriots everywhere. We believe that being prepared should not be a luxury reserved by people with large disposable incomes, which is why we have the products you need at the prices you can afford. We bring you our Patriot Pantry brand of storable food, which features top-of-the-line flavors and carefully packed to store for 25 years. plus water purification systems, non-GMO heirloom seeds, survival gear, all perfect for off-grid living, and much, much more. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're listening to the Sunday Night Show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And we welcome you to visit our website at freetalklive.com. You're going to find all kinds of cool features there, including a way that you can suggest show prep by interfacing with Reddit. It's right there on the front page at freetalklive.com. And we do check those sometimes for stories for show prep, right, gentlemen?
Oh, yes.
And, you know, Mark, do you have anything to say, first of all, before we get into the hacker story?
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. Let's talk about FreedomCam.net.
Yeah.
So FreedomCam.net is a device. It has they sell a device and called the FreedomCam that allows one to have a constant record of what's going on in one's vehicle. It's got 8 hours of looping audio, so once it's reached 8 hours, then it begins to erase the last hour and work on that again. And it's constantly got the last 8 hours of audio and video and also the GPS location, including speed and direction.
And you can even put larger SD cards into this thing, and you could have more video and,
yes,
and recording.
I guess I should make it the most accurate thing for me to say is I, in mine, have 8 hours. And it also, if you hit a bump or something, it'll go off if it thinks there's been an accident. So it saves the 5 minutes around a bump to be able to say, you know, this is what happened. So if you're in an automobile accident or you get there's a pullover with a police officer or something like that, and somebody, the police officer or the person with whom you're in an accident or whatever, remembers the story differently than you remember it, you have the ultimate witness on hand. This is a great piece of insurance to back up your story. If you've got the truth on your side, you've got the Freedom Cam on your side. So go get one at freedomcam.net. By the way, they do take bitcoins there for the Freedom Cam, so it's a bitcoin friendly business, freedomcam.net.
All right. Well, you can call Free Talk Live tonight at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or call us on Skype at lrn.fm. I said that I had a hacker story that I wanted to tell, and this is a cool story, actually, and this totally goes along to support the idea that hackers are heroes, like you said, Brian.
Yes, they are.
Or like you always say on your show, Sovereign Tech. You, by the way, have your own podcast, right?
I do, yep. I have my own show, Sovereign Tech. That's SOVRYNtech.com. You can go there, and yeah, we're actually going to be celebrating 50 episodes this week, so
that's
it's been going on for over a year now. Very pleased with that.
Downloads are free.
Yeah, everything's totally free. And it's a very interactive show. People email me all the time with questions, and I answer them. And it's really I enjoy it.
One of the most recent episodes features me, actually.
Yep, I have guests on, and you've graciously been a guest quite a few times.
Graced you with my presence.
So. Yes.
Anyway, so you always say on your show, Brian, that hackers are heroes, and I have a hacker hero that I'd like to talk about. So. And I'm telling this story because I think this is genuinely a service to the Bitcoin community. Like, I bet there are people listening to this show who have the same problem that I had who are going to hear this and think, oh, well, maybe this could help me. So that's why I want to tell it. So what happened was, back in 2011 or early 2012, I had downloaded the Bitcoin QT client, which is, you know, a.k.a. the Satoshi client, on an old computer that I had. It was even old then. It's even older now. And in fact, it's probably bit in the dust. But anyway, I had downloaded the Bitcoin client, which in those, you know, in those days, that was pretty much the only Bitcoin wallet software that existed. And you had to download the entire blockchain, which is the public record of all Bitcoin transactions ever, onto your computer and host it there. So it took a while to synchronize, and it was a little clunky. But I got it, and, you know, I got my first Bitcoins. And at the time, they were less than $5 each, something like that.
Sweet.
And so I got a couple Bitcoins. I accumulated some, and I thought, wow, cool. I have, like, you know, $60 or $70, right? And so I had been hearing at the time, well, you have to encrypt it. You have to think of a really strong passphrase so nobody takes your Bitcoins. So I said, okay, I'm going to think of a passphrase. It's going to be super secret. I'm going to be the only one who remembers it. So I thought of one, and I stored it away in my memory. And within a couple months, I kind of, you know, left it there for a couple months, and then I wanted to send somebody a donation, so I went to go into my wallet, started it up, synced it up with the blockchain, and I couldn't quite remember the password, the passphrase. Like, I had an idea of what it was, but I wasn't sure about, like, whether there were spaces between the words. It was a sentence. I wasn't sure if there were spaces between the words, or if the word "and" was spelled out, or if it was an ampersand, or if there was punctuation in there. So, you know, I said, okay, well, I know what it is. Like, if I really, really want to unlock it at some point, I'll just kind of leave this on the back burner. It's the passphrase is in there. It's in my brain. So about a year goes by, I forget about it, and Bitcoin goes up, you know, $200. And I said, oh, wow.
I suppose I should get that passphrase.
Yeah, exactly. So I tried all these different combinations that I could think of, and nothing worked. And I tried for several hours. Like, I spent basically like a whole day trying to crack it. Couldn't do it. Manually.
As you should when you have 12 Bitcoins worth $200.
Right, right. So I tried to crack it to no avail, and eventually I got so frustrated I just kind of gave up.
There are a lot of people listening who are, if you're into Bitcoin, this has likely happened to you somewhere along the line, that you have some kind of your own user-caused security issue with your Bitcoin.
Right, yeah. Yeah, totally. And it is such a...
I had a terrible one where, just to interrupt briefly, yep. Basically... my wife did it, but I was involved, sent Bitcoins to an address that no longer exists, essentially.
Oh,
so,
no.
Poof.
That's too bad, yeah.
Yeah, well,
it's too bad. You know, I think we've all done it. Bitcoin really introduces a lot of responsibility on the user that the legacy currency system doesn't have. So, like, if you have a fraudulent credit card transaction, you can reverse it. But with Bitcoin, there's no doing that, so you got to be real careful. But anyway, so... this happened, and, you know, I just got frustrated. I gave up. And then, you know, Bitcoin went back down, and I said, well, I guess I'll write those coins off. They're probably just gone. But I kept the computer. I didn't format it. I didn't erase the wallet file. Didn't get that frustrated. Then Bitcoins just recently went up to 400 or something like that.
Suddenly now, it's beginning to make more sense. It's getting that .debt broken again.
Yeah, and I thought, well, maybe I'll spend another day trying to do it. It's kind of worth it if I put a day of my labor into it, and maybe I'll get it. But then I actually heard about, somebody posted on Reddit about a service called walletrecoveryservices.com.
Okay.
And it's a hacker named Dave Bitcoin, not his real name.
Really? I thought he was the guy they named Bitcoin after.
The inventor.
Well, he could be for all we know. But he's got a website, you know, Wallet Recovery Services.
You think Dave's his real name? Because that would be kind of silly to make a last name and then like a very ordinary first name and it not be yours. You know, if somebody calls you, Dave. And you don't turn.
I don't know. Maybe it's a woman. Who knows? Like, we really don't know who it is. But, you know, there was a service described on this website that said, you know, you can send some information from your wallet files so that you can't, like, so that he couldn't take the bitcoins and run, basically, but he'd have enough to crack the wallet if he could, and then your best guess at the passphrase. And if you can't remember the passphrase at all, he can't help you because nobody can brute force more than like a 20-character password.
Yeah, you got to have somewhat of a guess because otherwise, I mean, it would take years upon years to even try. You know, to brute force and figure out what the password is.
And that's costing him electricity and computing power and stuff.
Yeah, it's just not worth it.
To break 256-bit encryption just from a sheer brute force, cracking system, it's completely impossible.
Yeah, cost prohibitive, basically. So,
well, like I've read something where essentially all the power that the sun will produce from now until it burns out, it couldn't do it. Like a computer could not, just brute force. Try that.
Like if you knew that somebody, for instance, had a 4-character password, could.
Then you could crack it right open.
Yeah, but just raw, you know, having no idea. Yeah, maybe. I suppose maybe that those numbers are on.
Right. So anyway.
But humans don't work that way, by the way. So, it probably would. You'd still be able to crack it over a course of years or something.
This is a tangent, but I used to work at an office when I was in high school. And the IT guy at the office said, I bet I can hack into anyone's computer here. Most of the women in this office, their password is either their child's name or their husband's name. And it was totally true. So what happened was, I thought I'd try this. I sent my wallet to Dave Bitcoin, and he, within a couple hours, decrypted it and sent me back the agreed-upon sum of Bitcoins, which was most of the Bitcoins. So I recommend it, walletrecoveryservices.com, if you have the same problem that I had. That's my hacker story.
Awesome.
Yes.
Bitcoins are worth it.
Absolutely. 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live or Skype LRN.FM. This is the Sunday Show, and there's more.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage, peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Wise up, load up at freeze-dryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freeze-dryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freeze-dryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freeze-dryguy.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. This is the live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And, Mark, you have somewhat of your own podcast. It's called The Edgington Post, right?
Yeah. If we want to premiere by podcast, sure, we'll talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we're going to talk about everybody's podcast here on Free Talk Live. We all have our own little side projects.
The Edgington Post, I probably should put together a website and really make it so that people can get it more easily. The best way to get it is to go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com. You can scroll through the episodes of Free Talk Live and the other things that we have there. And the Edgington Post is one on that feed. You can also go to freetalklive.com and subscribe to the RSS feed, and that's the best way to get it. It gets a couple thousand listens, so, you know, it's me talking to people I want to talk to. It's an interview-based podcast, and, you know...
Ian won't let you do interviews on Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live simply isn't an interview show. It's a,
yeah.
it's a show where
that's
people
callers.
Can call in and talk about what they want to talk about, and anybody that we interview on Free Talk Live could call in and talk about what they want to talk about, but sometimes Ian will, on average, it's about once a month. It'll be important enough that Ian decides that there needs to be an interview. But other than that, it's me being able to talk to libertarian luminaries and maybe new advertisers and stuff like that.
Yep, it's an interesting show.
So you were just talking about bitcoins and losing the password off your QT file. That doesn't happen nearly as much with blockchain.info.
Oh, it does actually.
It can if you don't put your email address in.
And this guy can crack blockchain wallets too.
Yes.
If you need help with that. But with blockchain.info, they do have the added benefit of at least there's some way to try to recover your password if you have your identifier or something like that.
Yeah, they've got mnemonics, they've got your email address and things like that. So.
And they do have two-factor authentication as well.
They do. I haven't found it to be particularly effective so far in my life.
It's effective if it stops somebody from stealing your coins, which you wouldn't necessarily know about, right?
Yes, my wife logged on without using the two-factor identification on her computer and didn't have any problem logging on without it.
But she had it enabled?
Well, it was my account.
Oh. Oh, okay.
So maybe it was because that computer had already accessed. I couldn't answer. So I'm certain that it's probably working. It just, I haven't figured out how it works.
And gotcha.
I'm no computer expert. Anyway, blockchain.info, it is Brian Sovereign contends it is the best online wallet available, free online wallet
yes,
available.
Yes, I do totally agree with that statement.
So there you go. It's they allow you to send and receive bitcoins anonymously if you wish. So you're going to have an account. Blockchain.info is the place to start. Go get your free Bitcoin wallet today at blockchain.info.
Yeah, you know, I was going to say in the last segment, it's always kind of a trade-off between security and convenience, you know, and that really comes up with a web wallet like blockchain.info. I mean, like personally, I wouldn't keep more than sort of pocket change, so-called pocket change, whatever that means to you, in a web wallet. But it is convenient because you could have that as a payment address or something like that, and you could get email notifications when somebody pays you, or you could get a notification when something happens.
Well,
with your account.
It's important to keep in mind too, though. I mean, I agree. Like you know, you want to do some due diligence, especially when you're dealing with something like Bitcoin. Depending on how you think about it, do you think of it as commodity? You know, as currency, whatever you, however you think about it. But it's just as easy, quite frankly. Other than there being FDIC, it's just as easy for your money that's put in a bank to just suddenly disappear.
That's a great point.
You know, and be deleted and taken away, because literally it is just ones and zeros, and Bitcoin, you know, it, after a fashion, could be considered similar.
There you
so
go, kids.
Keep
don't
that
keep,
in mind.
Don't keep your money in the bank, and don't keep your Bitcoins in a web wallet unless it's pocket change.
Right, but I only say that just to say that Bitcoin is, you know, no less, or, you know, that the quote-unquote real-world currencies that people always talk about are just as vulnerable, if there is any vulnerability.
Absolutely. All right. So speaking of Bitcoin, somebody on the phone lines wants to talk about Bitcoins. We've got Robert listening in Vermont. Hey, Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, it's cold up here tonight.
Yeah, it's cold here in New Hampshire, too. But we got people listening all over the world, actually, so maybe it's warm somewhere.
I know a lot of people over in Hampshire that lost power, but hopefully that doesn't happen over on this side anyways. But
yep.
Why I called is I wanted to ask Brian. I'm not very computer savvy, and I've been threatening to want to buy or get some Bitcoins.
Okay.
And I am a complete knucklehead when it comes to trying to set up things like accounts and stuff like that. And it's a complete disaster whenever I try and do it.
Well,
I wonder if at some point, at your convenience, if we could get together. Because I'm going to run into a little bit of extra money within the next couple of weeks. I wonder maybe if you'd help me to get this set up.
What you can do, you can, if you can email me, brian@freetalklive.com, we can maybe work something out. You know,
but if somebody wanted to set up, like, if you had
it should be relatively easy for most people to do a blockchain.info account.
Yeah. Right, right.
They
now, as far as purchasing... What's that?
They have instructions on the website.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I mean, blockchain.info is definitely the place you want to go to set up your, you know, your wallet.
And if they don't, maybe they need a tutorial video narrated by me.
Yeah. but as far as, like, how to purchase Bitcoins, something else I want you to I recommend you look into, Robert, is localbitcoins.com. And what that does is that'll actually – that sets you up with real people – that you can just go to them, you know, and you do the exchange one-on-one right in front of each other. And so that's something to consider. I think that may be one of the easiest ways, you know, to get Bitcoins. There's also Cash into Coins.
Mm-hmm.
Cashintocoins.com makes it very easy to get Bitcoins.
I
was on localbitcoins.com for months, and no one ever asked for Bitcoins. So I
maybe you were pricing them too high.
I think it was, at the time, I think it was 10%
maybe
over.
Maybe you had zero feedback, right? They were looking for, because Local Bitcoins has a reputation system.
Sure.
So you got to get some sales, and in order to get your first couple sales, you kind of got to lower your price so people are enticed to buy. But
it was Keene, New Hampshire.
Uh-huh.
I'll send you an email, Brian, if that's okay. Michael, Bear,
yeah, go ahead, Robert.
I'm not a killer or anything.
No, we believe you, Robert.
Yeah, no worries.
One last tip. The website weusecoins.com does actually have some videos and some information about how to store your Bitcoins that might be helpful to you as well, and that's weusecoins.com.
Right, and I don't want people put into the situation where...
Thanks for the call, Robert.
Yeah, they feel like they must be in a geographically you know, close proximity to Brian Sovereign in order to buy Bitcoins.
Yeah. No, you don't need Brian.
The fact is if you try, you probably can figure out blockchain.info. You go to blockchain.info, you click on wallet, and then it'll give you the opportunity to create a wallet. You know, I mean, the instructions are right there. Copy down the mnemonic. Don't not copy down the mnemonic. Copy down the mnemonic on a piece of paper. Put it in your safe in your house, your firebox, or whatever that thing is.
Yeah,
what do they call those boxes that aren't
fire safe?
FireSafe? Is that what it is?
I think
the little
so.
The little ones you carry around.
I don't know. What
little money boxes?
Yeah,
box.
They're like little money boxes. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know. I mean, you know, my whole life, that's what my mother kept, like, the car deeds and things, too. All that stuff in there and, like, you know, the baby footprint and stuff. I don't know. And birth certificates and these important papers. You know, put that in there, and that way you've got it, and, you know, it's easy.
Right. Okay.
Sure. You know, I think, you know, something important, like, with Bitcoin, I think a lot of people have a hard time, like, wrapping their heads around it because it's so many different things at once. And I think what people need when they're interested in getting into Bitcoin, I think it's important for them to figure out, okay, why do I want Bitcoin? Do you want Bitcoin to make more money because the value is going to go up? Mm. Do you want Bitcoin to be able to transfer money? Yeah, I mean, it's still good. Of course, right now, I mean, this is a pretty meteoric rise it's doing. But, you know, or is it just so that, you know, there's certain things that you can really only purchase with Bitcoin?
How do you sell them? A lot of people want to know. I mean,
Coinbase.
We talk about ways to sell Bitcoins.
Coinbase.com. It's not anonymous, though. It's linked to your bank account. Local Bitcoins, you can sell them for cash. You could just find a friend who wants to buy some. Do your own local Bitcoins.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
I know that CashIntoCoins.com, if you've got a significant number of Bitcoins, you know, maybe 3 or 5 or something like that, that you want to get going, they'll talk to you about selling it, but they don't want everybody who's trying to sell, excuse me, sell a tenth of a Bitcoin coming because it's just not what their service is.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there's also, there's moneypacktrader.com, which that's like moneypack, MoneyPack, and then trader.com. You know, there's no C in that.
A little more advanced, I would say, because you got to figure out how to use TorChat, I think.
TorChat, but also I think he makes himself available on Facebook. So, I mean, MoneyPack Trader is really trying, you know, but what that gets you, that doesn't actually, like, get you necessarily, you know, quote-unquote straight cash. It gets you a MoneyPack card, which that can be loaded into PayPal, or it can get loaded onto prepaid debit cards. A lot of options with that, and that's a nice, easy way to do it, too.
Yep, there's a ton of different options. So our number here tonight is 855-450-3733. Coming up, we are going to talk about Dread Pirate Roberts and Satoshi Nakamoto. Stay tuned. It's the Free Talk Live Sunday Show.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Save 20% when you book a room now through December 13th and stay at least 2 consecutive nights by December 14th. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
1 out of 3 young adults and 1 out of 2 recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.